This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's Europa Vision time. Joining me to discuss all things Europa Conference League, now that it's in the knockout stages, expert on European football, Christopher Budsky. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing?
Come on, I want more of an accent.
Good morning.
Right. We did go to Ajax, so that's why we've got Christopher. Christopher, sorry, I don't know what your European pseudonym is nowadays, but that's why we've got you on the show. We'll have a quick look at that. We'll look at the draw at large as well as looking ahead to the climactic clash at Villa Park. Two big facts you need to know in the world of football. The first one is Liverpool have never beaten Aston Villa at Wembley. The second one is Ajax have never beaten Villa at Villa Park.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Hopefully the second of those two big pillars that hold up the world of football remains intact come Thursday night. Fingers crossed. Not so confident after that Spurs result, I must admit.
Yeah, it took the wind out of my sails a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got a deflated bud now. That's the problem. Back in Amsterdam, beautiful days, nice sunshine. Before the clouds of the actual game came along, two ways of looking at this. Villa, it's the same with that five-man defence where you're trying to be a bit cute and a bit clever. And I think that Villa, in terms of Tim Aroogman and starting a game, not really pressing the issue. But at the same time, I thought if I was an Ajax manager and I saw that team sheet, I would have let his players off the leash a little bit more. I think they showed Villa too much respect, and I think they stuck with a rigid plan and kind of kept to it, and Henderson marshalled the troops through it, really.
Yeah, it felt like they didn't want to overextend themselves and maybe get picked off, which seems to have been what was been happening in the first half of the season when, of course, they were really struggling in the Dutch league.
Yeah, but I think with Brian Robbery, he scored 16 league goals this season, there's enough pace there that I think that's what they're banking on, isn't it, at Villa Park to catch us on the break?
Yeah, I think so. And also you saw that, you know, Mostar kind of played on the break a little bit and did kind of okay in periods, and they caused us a few problems. Alkmaar caused us a few problems on the break.
Yeah, I think the template's there. They've seen it.
Yeah.
They've seen it and they've gone, right, that's if we can execute it better than those two teams. And in some respects, it's just taking your chances when they came, because Zrinski certainly had a couple of chances to make the night very awkward for Villa.
Yeah. And having the sort of bravery to know when to maybe go, right, now's our time. We've got a little window of opening. Let's go after Villa. Because, you know, when you pressure Villa, at Villa Park, teams have showed, especially this side of Christmas, that, you know, we are defensively quite sort of frail at times. That said, I do think if they don't play at pace and they try and open the game up, I think they're going to be a sitting duck at Villa Park, and they're probably playing us at a bad time for them, actually, because as much as the Spurs defeat was disappointing and the performance was terrible, especially in that second half, you would expect a response from Villa, and the fact that McGinn can play for this and then he's got 3 weeks off, I would suggest, if I was a betting man, that you'd be kind of expecting a man of the match vintage McGinn performance on Thursday night.
Yeah, hopefully he's not too amped up and he gets sent off again. And then that's him out for the tournament. Yeah, but that's one of the positive spin is you will get a focused McGinn, because apart from international football with Scotland, this is all he's got to look forward to in the next few weeks. So he needs to double down here, and he'll want to pay his teammates back and get us through to the next round.
Absolutely.
Which is well within our means. We've just got to, I don't think, show them too much respect. But, you know, we've been here before where we've expected wins at Villa Park. You know, Rapid Vienna is a great example.
And yeah,
we've come unstuck on the night, and Deportivo La Coruña as well. We lost at...
We lost 1-0, didn't we? We drew away, didn't we, in that one, I think, many years ago. Celta Vigo, I think.
Bosnick saved a penalty, and it was looking like we'd done the hard part, but then we got undone at Villa Park.
Yep.
So you never know. You can't count your blessings in European football, and it depends how Villa react to what happened. And it was it's a serious hammer blow against Spurs, because it was multifaceted. It wasn't just a 4-0 defeat, which recently we were victim to against Spurs as well. It was goal difference swing, which was important because...
It's a point.
Previously, their game in hand, we'd lost against Spurs 1-0, then we could have drawn the next game, they could have won their game in hand and we'd be level on points, but we'd still be top as long as they don't whoop Chelsea.
Yep.
But now they've got the advantage.
And the manner that you've given that advantage gives them even more of an advantage, I would suggest, because they're like, right now we're up and running.
Exactly. But anyway, that was then, this is now. If you're a Villa fan following Villa in Europe and you want to access various things back home, or even a villain in the UK who wants to access those Saturday 3 o'clock games by potentially subscribing to other countries' packages with NordVPN, you can change your online IP address to appear in different countries so you can actually access other packages while also protecting your online security by changing your IP address. With a NordVPN account, you can actually have 6 devices on that account, so you can potentially spread it across your family. And this month, NordVPN is offering my Old Man Said listeners a bumper exclusive package. You get 4 months free, plus huge savings, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee to try it as well. So go to nordvpn.com/moms, M-O-M-S, to check it out. Looking at the rest of the draw, it's shaped up a lot more distinctly than Villa's game against Ajax did.
Massively so. There's probably, I don't know, maybe there's probably 3 ties that you think are all but over already, I would suggest. You know, obviously, Lille went to Sturm Graz, won 3-0. Tel Aviv went to Olympiacos and won 4-1, which I don't think anybody would have expected. And Fenerbahce, who've looked pretty good, actually, through the whole tournament, they went to the much-tipped Union Saint-Gilloise, who we thought were quite tasty. Actually, remember, we both watched them against Frankfurt, and they looked good. And they got absolutely tonked on home soil, 3-0, so...
And those are 2 teams that I thought were threats to Villa, like major threats. At the moment, I wouldn't like Villa to play Fenerbahce in the next round. I would rather...
You'd probably want to play them in a one-off and final or something.
Yeah. I mean, semi-final, I'd be up for that, because it's like, it becomes a fully focused thing. But Fenerbahce are up for this tournament. You know, even teams like Zagreb fancy their chances. They should go through with a 2-0 home head start. Fiorentina...
Yeah, they won 4-3.
Ding dong, that.
Yeah, it was a cracker. That was it. It was obviously played in Budapest. Those two, you know, Israeli teams are having to play out of their country, which obviously loses them a certain amount of home advantage. But amazing game of football. Obviously, Fiorentina were the beaten finalists last year against West Ham. 4-3 and tightly poised.
They exchanged the lead throughout the game, and then it was 3-3. Haifa equalised with about 15 minutes to go to make it 3-3. And then Fiorentina popped up with 5 minutes into injury time to get an away winner, which should really seal the deal. I'm not going to trust your judgment of what Europa Conference League game we should go to next time.
Yeah, sorry about that. We had a good trip, though, at least. Even if the game was the worst bit of the trip.
We should have gone to Budapest to see Maccabi Haifa Florentina via Amsterdam.
Yeah.
had a day in Amsterdam and then finished and got the flight over there to watch the actual game. Hey ho, we
learned. Yeah, it was a real, and then obviously
Molde Bruges,
very tightly poised teams, that one.
And both, I would, if Villa were playing them in the next round, I'd probably feel the same about both of them, really.
Yeah.
Tough opponents, but beatable. Lille, now they're up there as one of the favourites, but Lille to me, I mean, they feel like a team that you would play in the final of the Intertoto Cup and expect to beat them.
I think we did play Lille, didn't we, in the Intertoto one year? I think we lost.
Yeah, that's where that feeling comes from.
Yeah.
So everybody's beatable, but also Villa are beatable in this tournament, but just because...
I mean, Lille are fourth in
Ligue 1.
Depends
what mindset they're in. It's kind of weird, Villa. They're a bit temperamental in this tournament, especially. We haven't seen a full... Apart from maybe Alkmaar away, where it clicked. Yeah.
And we tended to play reasonably well in second halves, actually, which is strange because we don't tend to normally at the moment. But in the second halves of kind of the Alkmaar game and Legia Warsaw at home... Even the way we kind of knocked on the door against Mostar.
Zrinski,
we gave it a bit of a go there.
But at home, we've literally we've won them, but we've just got them over the line.
Yeah.
I mean, against Zrinski in the last embers of the game.
It's kind of how I see this one again, to be honest.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Just before we get onto that, going back to the draw, obviously the draw is the next day, Friday.
Yep.
The draw for the quarterfinals, and we will get to find out who we will play in the quarterfinals if we get through past Ajax and who potentially we will match up with in the semis. So that will be three teams on the horizon. Yep. For Villa. Who would you want in the quarterfinal based on what we know and who is likely to go through at this moment? Would you want to go big or go home and play like one of the better teams? Or would you perhaps look at, let's get... probably one of the weaker teams and then face who it is in the final.
Yeah, I was really glad we got Ajax in this one. I remember we spoke about it at the time, and it feels like it gets you right back into the tournament straight away because you've got that high-profile game. The fact that you're away first, you get that away atmosphere. It's a good away day as well for the fans, and it got a lot of fans who hadn't been in, following Villa in Europe into the game as well, which I think is a good thing. But now it's about, in the sort of, the points mean prizes stage. And I think the strange one is actually they both look good sides, Tel Aviv and Haifa. But by the time we're playing, if we were to get there a quarter final, their league would have finished. So they wouldn't necessarily be massively match sharp. Now that's potentially a bit of a clutching at straws because I know they're both sort of near the top of their tables. But
well, Tel Aviv are the ones most likely there. I would expect Florentina to finish the job in Italy with that.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be an interesting
trip. Haifa also got a red card in that, so it's swung. The tie has swung in their favour, but so there's Tel Aviv there.
Yeah, and that one would, if we got them, that would, of course, would be, I think it's pretty much behind closed doors. Their home games in Serbia they play. So that Olympiacos Tel Aviv second leg will be played in front of 50 people or something. Haifa obviously are playing in Budapest, but I think there's only about, 1,500 people there.
But in terms of who do you want? Let's you know.
Who
cut
do
to the
I
chase.
Want? I would say Servette or Plazen, probably the winner of that one.
So Czechs or the Swiss?
I think so. Lille wouldn't be the worst of ones. Fiorentina away, I think, is potentially a tricky one, depending on who we've got in the Premier League either side of it. And that kind of comes into it as well. Mulder wouldn't necessarily be the worst one, although I think they're doing quite well in their league. I think you just want to try and avoid...
So you're going for Servette or Plazen,
yeah.
Which I would probably, if who's going to go through there, I'd probably favour Victoria Plazen, the Czechs, just because they've got the home advantage and
yeah,
they're not too bad. I think that's the best call for... perhaps the greatest chance of getting through.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't watched enough of Dinamo Zagreb to know how good they are, if I'm brutally honest. The winner of Mulder or Bruges, again, possibly not the worst.
Zagreb are of a certain level that, I mean, you know, it's only a couple of seasons ago they beat Chelsea.
Yep.
They're pretty much Champions League bridesmaids all the time in terms of not getting out of the group stages.
Well, a few of these are.
Their manager's talking about winning this, so they're not messing around. I would have liked... It's a shame that Israel is not receiving guests at this moment in time, because that would have been a good trip, I think, to go to Israel in either or of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Just personally speaking, just for a fresh experience.
Yeah.
I've been there still.
Yeah. I think you maybe want to be trying to avoid, just because I have my head in how we did in the hot atmosphere in Ajax and especially at Warsaw, trying to avoid those like red hot atmospheres. You know, you're thinking of like...
Fenerbahce, Fiorentina.
Fenerbahce, Fiorentina, Dinamo Zagreb, etc. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Mulder, yeah, for example, Bruges wouldn't necessarily be quite so intense. Fiorentina, it's pretty hot, but also it's a really old stadium with almost like a running track, so they're actually miles away from the pitch. It's quite a rundown one. And my understanding of Florence is that away fans, you can't actually drink in town because it's a heritage site.
If we go there, we'll be undercover.
Of course. Again.
With our Italian puffer coats and sunglasses on. Right, moving on to Ajax. At Ajax... It's a defining game for both teams, but I think more so for us now, because if we lose this, I think that is a double blow within a week that, I mean, I said in the main podcast, you could certainly, there's a good chance you're sending your season off a cliff face, because then you suddenly got tough games that aren't as bigger games in terms of how, you know, you get excited about as a player, but you're missing your captain, you've got real midfield deficiency, and you've got problems against West Ham, Wolves, and obviously Manchester City.
Yeah.
And the compound effect of the, you know, if we don't win any of them, you suddenly, it's like the water level is rising and rising and you might potentially drown in a swamp of Manchester United.
Oh, that is a prospect. God, what a way to go. Jeez.
Well, exactly. It could be the most horrible demise we could have ever constructed for ourselves.
I do agree. I think you have to win the Ajax game, if not, you know, in isolation because it's a European game, you want to get to the next round, etc. But I think the players have to show themselves that actually they can react again. And also I think, even though we've been winning games, because we've actually been on a fairly decent run really before Tottenham, but even then we'd only been playing sort of half a game. Yeah, we were blew Luton away in the first half, and we did the same at Sheffield. You know, I thought we looked really good at Fulham in the first half. So for me, the big thing is try and put a 90-minute performance in.
No, for me, the big thing is you've got to beat Ajax 100%, even if you put a one-minute performance in where you score a couple of goals.
I mean, because, as in the win, but you want to play well as well while you win.
Because I'm sure, you know, most people won't have noticed actually realised the significance of it. But if you lose against Ajax, the next game you've got a few days later, our last season's winner of the tournament, who happened to be English, and the shit we're going to get is pretty obvious from West Ham fans.
Yeah.
You're going to get wound up like a kipper. So you cannot lose in this scenario. You have to win. That is the bottom line here. And if those players don't put an effort in...
Which says a lot, unfortunately. Yeah. You know,
and then the knives will come out.
Yeah, it's the key word in all, pretty much every single one of Emery's public-facing interviews. You know, the key word's mentality.
And the big reason why McGinn got sent off, because I don't think he was
seeing
that his effort was being reciprocated by his teammates.
Nope. Yeah, we win.
In terms of Ajax, I mean, it's quite simple, really. Similar game plan and the reliance on Robbery getting a chance or two. I mean, he was a bit wayward in Amsterdam, but he's not going to be wayward, you know, all the time if he scored 16 goals so far this season in the league.
No, you'd expect a similar approach from them. I don't think they're going to be gung-ho, are they? Because I don't think they've got it in them to do that. But you know, Villa had a lot of the ball, didn't they, Ajax, without any real penetration. And you're looking at it going, you need McGinn at his best, you need Luiz at his best. You're probably going to need your fullbacks to play well, be it Moreno and Cash or Dinho and Cash. In terms of Konsa not playing, if he was going to not play in a game at the moment, I don't think this is the worst game to miss him in, actually. I think giving him a couple of days breather isn't the worst thing. Yes. I'd play Carlos against, you know, the big lad.
Or even the double left footer situation, which, you know, seemed to go all right. Because individually, I think those are the two. I mean, Konsa, I think, has not had the greatest few weeks. So if I was just to pick two centre-backs of the ones fit on merit, I would go for Torres and Longley at this moment in time.
Yeah, same.
Just a quick breakdown of Ajax at the weekend. They played Fortuna Sittard and drew 2-2. They had to rescue that. And this is at home as well. They had to rescue it with, I think it was 5 minutes to go, the 2-2 draw.
I saw the highlights of that. The goals they conceded were terrible as well. They just don't look very good when you pressure them at the back. Not that we did that in Ajax, of course. But
yeah, Fortuna were 10th in the league as well. Ajax remain 5th, 6 points behind AZ Alkmaar. So they've got to do some to get into the European shake-up.
Mm-hmm.
Games are running out. PSV at the top haven't lost yet this season, so they're potential invincibles. Right, apart from that, tactically it's just broad strokes, isn't it, in terms of Ajax? If they play the same way, take their chance, I think that's their approach in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's all on Villa, isn't it? The initiative is on Villa to take in this one. And then you can't be going into a game and sort of fiddling with your tactics. You've got to do what you've been doing well all season. And, you know,
anything that Ajax can learn from the Spurs game that might kind of alter how they're going to approach this?
No, because I actually thought they did a few of the things that Spurs did pretty well. You know, they hit us down the flanks and put it in behind whenever they got the chance. So I think, as you said, it'll be more of the same from them. I do wonder if Ajax will try and play a high line. I wouldn't have thought they will. They'll try and go after our one, but they'll flood the midfield again. So it's whether Villa can, you know, I mean, if we turn up to Villa Park an hour before and we see the team sheet and Villa are playing a back five again, I'll have my head in my hands.
Yeah, or a back six. And if they're resting Torres, I might turn around and go back home, I think. If they bench McGinn, I will definitely go home.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for all the talk, you know, Emery's sort of, as always, talking about, you know, connection with the fans and needs the fans, and they do, and I thought the atmosphere Sunday was terrible. But if you can't get up for these kind of games, you know, there's not much hope. You know, the prospect of a high-profile side on a European night is what you want to get excited about. But the team kind of have to spark that into life a little bit. You know, once you've got past the pre-match fireworks and all that sort of bollocks, it's on. You know, the fans want to see the team get on the front foot.
O'Leary was right in terms of the fickle nature, because I think the Villa crowd will give it, you know, the first 20 minutes or so. But then if the team aren't performing, that's where it just drops off. It's quite interesting. You see, like, Villa away in the Premier League, and you can always hear them, you know, when you're watching a game on telly, and invariably out-shout the home fans. But on the two games we've been to this season in this competition, in Warsaw and Ajax, because the home fans give it 100% for 90 minutes, you know, a few thousand Villa fans on the piss all night, all day. After 10 minutes, they're like, oh, we can't compete with this, and they shut up. And that, you know, that's the kind of reality of the situation. So we've got to be a bit more, you know, you're talking about 90-minute performances. That's got to be the fan ethos as well.
Because we know Ajax are going to turn up and make a racket, and hopefully that G's the Villa fans on to actually try and compete.
The tension should be there. And if there's tension, then you normally get a good Villa Park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last Ajax game was a great atmosphere pretty much throughout the game, because you had a real contest there. And it was, I don't know how far removed we are from that, because in that game, we still had memories of what we should be doing in Europe. And we are a good 10 years almost out away from that game. Well, over 10 years from that game, 15. So it'll be interesting to see how the atmosphere matches that Ajax night, because it'll be a good indication of where we are as a home crowd.
And also, if there's a little bit of, I hope there isn't, but you know, if there's a bit of a hangover on the pitch and in the stands from Sunday, which was a big blow. And then if you can put a good performance in, have a really good night, I think everyone can just, you know, rest a little bit easier, that it's kind of like, we're all right here, we'll go again.
But we need to blow them away.
We do.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.